The industry must show how it will innovate and prepare to take the companies into the 21st century. It's about viability of the industry. It's about accountability to the taxpayer. And it's about innovation for the future.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about the auto industry. And the message is loud and clear to automakers who will make another round of appearances on Capitol Hill asking for billions in federal aid. Congress has also asked executives of the United Auto Workers Union to meet and figure out how they can help keep GM, Ford, and Chrysler viable. The UAW meets today in Detroit. And for a preview, we go now to Justin Hyde, who is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. He joins us from Washington. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Dora.
So how does this meeting start?
Well, I think it was called together by the automakers and the union to try to see what kind of cost savings they could make in the immediate right now in order to try to save the company some money. The plans that GM, Ford, and Chrysler submitted yesterday show that GM and Chrysler need $11 billion by the end of the month to avoid some kind of collapse. It appears that they will look at two main issues today with the UAW, one being payments to a trust fund for healthcare obligations for retirees. The other is looking at a program called the Jobs Bank, which pays workers who are laid off when a plant closes for up to 2 years.
Okay, let's start with the healthcare. What kind of options do you think are on the table and will be, I'm sure, vigorously debated?
There are two main ways that the union might be able to help the automakers with this. Both sides are pretty much committed to moving ahead with this trust fund because it's supposed to save the automakers a tremendous sum of money in 2010. The union is basically taking on the obligation of providing health care to some 700,000 retirees. By taking that obligation off the books of the automakers, it's going to save them tens of billions of dollars a year. But the automakers are required to pay $30 billion into this trust fund to get it set up. They can either delay those payments until they're healthier, or they can write down the value of the obligation. In other words, cut the health care benefit for retirees. These kind of things could take a court order to make happen. There can be some. There may be some blowback from the retirees who are covered by these plans. So there's a lot of thorny legal and contractual issues that they're going to have to work through and see what they can come up with.
But Justin, it's abundantly clear at this point that the union is going to have to make some kind of concessions.
Absolutely, and the union has said as much. UAW President Ron Gettelfinger says he's open to all options, including reopening the contract that was just negotiated in 2007. The union and the rest of the auto industry in Detroit believes that anything to avoid bankruptcy is absolutely necessary. I think they're willing to look at anything across the table. And the UAW is going to be suffering from more cuts regardless of what happens. You know, GM yesterday said that it may cut up to 31,000 workers between now and 2012. All of them are making a commitment to lower their manufacturing costs and their labor costs between now and 2012. So it's inevitable that there'll be some kind of cut coming down the road. Question is just how big and how much.
Justin, briefly, can you describe the Jobs Bank and how potentially that could help the automakers if the unions cut down on it?
Sure. The idea behind the Jobs Bank was to make the automakers face some sort of penalty for moving work out of the United States to Mexico or Canada. It would keep an employee from a plant that closed on the payroll for up to 2 years and give them first shot at any other jobs that opened up in the company. Now, over time, as the domestic automakers have shrunk, that program has grown larger and larger. Right now, there are probably a couple thousand workers in that program. The UAW has said, you know, it's on its way out already. But with GM, Ford, and Chrysler planning to close even more plants, it's likely that program would grow again. Whether it gets eliminated completely or pared back significantly, it's not clear at this point. But if it were to be cut back, it could save the automakers a significant amount of money. Mm-hmm. It would also make a symbolic cut
okay.
to show that the UAW is making a sacrifice.
Change is afoot. Justin Hyde, reporter for the Detroit Free Press, we thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Adora.
Big changes, John, all the way around.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the UAW and the dealers will be dividing up a shrinking pie and how tenuous that is.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.